You talk about jobs, well, I've got a job. It's a job that you can call a job. Not like a job some fellows have got, more like a home than a job. I've nothing to do, only what I have to do, and what I have to do, well, it's fun. Some fellows don't know when they finish their work. When I've done my work, well, it's done. I never start working till Monday. Tuesday I finish it too. Wednesday I have half a day off. Thursday there's nothing to do. Friday, well, that's early closing. I put all the things on the shelf. On Saturday I have a bit of a rest, and the rest of the week to myself. I came into money a short time ago, when no one was looking, you see. So I purchased a motor for £5,000, as money's no object to me. There's not the least doubt, it's a beautiful car, it's lined with brown paper inside. I patted myself on the back and declared that the next day I'd go for a ride. So on Monday I pushed out the motor. On Tuesday I gave it a clean. Wednesday and Thursday a crowd gathered round and said, what a lovely machine. On Friday I filled it with petrol and rubbed it all over with lard. On Saturday morning it started to rain, so I pushed it back into the yard. I stayed at a few big hotels in my time. Last week I stayed up at Bellevue. I stayed at a place that cost £10 per week. Now that sounds a lot, but it's true. The hotel itself is all right in its way, but one thing that gave me the spike, the food that I got, well, I didn't get much, but I tell you just what it was like. On Monday I had bread and dripping. On Tuesday I'd dripping in bread. Wednesday and Thursday I'd dripping in toast. Well, that's only dripping in bread. On Friday I called in the landlord and asked for a change, so he said, all right, so on Sunday, by way of a change, I got dripping without me bread.